Green Mountain Power is abandoning the controversial system of alternative regulation that the company has used to set its rates since 2007. VPR's Taylor Dobbs explains why.
Critics of alternative regulation say the process of setting rates needs to be more transparent, with public hearings and sworn testimony and utility financial documents submitted to regulators. All of that is built in with traditional regulation cases. Companies present a rate proposal to the Public Service Board and then defend their rates in a process that's a lot like a court case. Green Mountain Power CEO Mary Powell said the company decided that even though it could continue to use alternative regulation in 2017, it will instead start a traditional rate case.
There's kind of no better way to express our commitment to customers and transparency than to have a traditional rate case.
The implication there is that one worse way to show commitment to customers and transparency would be to continue using alternative regulation. Powell says she is, quote, absolutely not saying that traditional regulation offers more transparency, but she acknowledges that some people feel that way.
So we thought this is a really good time to open the hood, so let's do that.
Senator Tim Ash is the chair of the Senate Finance Committee, which has reviewed the utility regulation system. Ash commended the decision and said it will allow Vermonters to have a reference point that shows how alternative regulation and traditional regulation compare.
To rebuild that confidence and faith in our regulatory system, it really is important that Green Mountain Power has stepped up in this way so that we can now do something more like an apples-to-apples comparison of what we get from the two different approaches to rate making.
A VPR investigation earlier this year found that alternative regulation allowed GMP to charge customers millions of dollars to pay for infrastructure spending that wasn't properly documented. The traditional rate proceeding the company announced this week will set rates that customers pay in 2018. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.